Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? And of course, how are your legs?
Ah, very good.
So I've just been out running.
Yes.
Mark Megan has bravely, I was writing this, I was like, I might put up a story just about going for that first run. And she was like, yeah, okay, yeah, if you want. And then the way, I was like, after trying a few years, she was like, Mark, you haven't recovered from a, like, please wind your neck in terms of the language. I thought it was quite significant.
I would agree.
Basically, my friends, I got diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis in 2024, which is, it's an autoimmune disease. It is the longest process to get diagnosed. And then even the treatment, once you get diagnosed, is painstaking. It's like really, it's a ball ache. Anybody with an autoimmune disorder, disease or condition, whatever we refer to them as, will know. It's a long old road. But yeah, I did 5K.
A fantastic time.
30 minutes, 41 seconds. If you allow for inflation. Inflation of my ass since I last ran.
You've been so unfair in yourself.
The last time I ran was the morning I got engaged.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember I did 10K? I did 10K 10 days in a row, 100K in 10 days.
And then never ran again.
And well, you see, that had nothing. But everyone's like, oh, that's how you got the arthritis. That's not how the arthritis works, mother. Do you know what I mean? Okay, Michael, before we continue, major updates.
Oh, tell
well, me. It's a special day.
Do share.
Today is the, heartbreakingly, the last podcast before September the 4th, I think.
Jesus. Okay.
Summer.
Bit. Okay.
Well, there was talk of 4 weeks, but then with us going away.
That's sad, but I get it. Okay.
So six, well, what is it, 6 weeks? So that's that. It's the last one.
Okay.
It's what I would say if I was a shitty bloody podcaster who didn't love the bloody listeners.
No.
Who didn't recognise the fucking loyalty and the fact that the listeners bloody keep the fucking lights on. Welcome back to Razzmatazzer. You've only fallen for another bull dangler of the morning, boy. The podcast is not stopping, my friends. I'm taking you on the road to Hispania. Forget the sponsors, forget the ad rev, forget the spot revenue, forget the segmentation spot, forget all of the various multi-faceted rev streams that we avail of to keep the lights on. The listeners keep the lights on.
They do.
The listeners are the ones who I will... as long as you're loyal to your audience, forget everything else.
Completely agree.
That's how you have a career in this game. Be loyal to the audience, serve them and they'll serve you. My friends, we're not going away.
Good to hear.
We're staying on the road. So as you sit now on the commute, you're going, yeah, cool. You're like,
next
cool, can we talk about the willies and bums, please? Because that's why we're here. We're here for the sordid smut and the things that come out people's butts. Nevertheless, I've got some other good news.
Go on.
I bought the Shark Eye flights.
You are
I fucking did. I'll show you. I will print. I will publish the receipts. I'm sending Shark Eye and his wife Audrey. She's sort of annoying me now.
I mean, she has given you the greatest bit of content ever done.
But now she's like, would you prank him again? No, it's over, Audrey. It's completely over. Nevertheless, okay, so that's that. I'm sending Shark Eye to La Rochelle.
That's lovely. Fair play.
I also have another idea.
Okay.
And I need a willing participant.
Go on.
I can't do it because I have wife and child.
Right.
I want to do a bespoke podcast series, right, that will sit onto the RSS feed of the Weekly Roast. Mm-hmm. I will commission it, okay? I want to send somebody on the Ibiza flight once a week for the month of August and for them to document the whole thing and for us to be able to roast the absolute Carnaggio. Roberto de Carnaggio.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, not to be, painters and Brazilian footballers. I want to send somebody on that flight so then we can look at what actually, what really goes on the inside. That's now, we're entering our investigative research era, guys. I have some unbelievable surprises up my sleeve.
There's a big few months ahead.
There is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still getting smoked by Michaela McCollum. That's a true story. I DM'd her last week thinking that she'd be well up for coming to the pod. I was like, Michaela Wagwan, Giel, just back from Ibiza myself. I brought home a Toblerone. I went for the oddly shaped Haribo in the shape of the Uncle Ben. Not the suit, not the JanSport full of gear. So I went direct to Dublin, not to Lima. So... Oh, our flight was delayed as well. It's a bloody nightmare getting back from Ibiza, isn't it, Michaela? Anyway, do you fancy coming on the pod? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's not a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta try the other one. The Scottish one was No. But yeah, DM'd her. No chance. Guys, as I said to you, we're opening up the doors of the roast, okay? The roast oven door is opening up and the show is, we are going to bring some interesting personalities on board. By the way, if you have any recommendations, let me know. If you have any suggestions, let me know. I am not going down the stunningly banal route of like, oh, let's get Tommy Bow on and say, what were your four favourite toys? Will you tell us about the 10 kids moment? Shoot me in the fucking face. I think I nearly gave myself a genuine, I can't, I'm dizzy after doing that. I can see all those little Apple Mac beach balls in the air. Anyway, we're going down an alternative route. The roast is opening up its doors. We're going to bring on some interesting characters from all walks of life. Also, DM'd Amanda Knox.
Ah.
Smoked. I've been to Italy too. But I only those. No, that's different. No. Nevertheless, guys.
We're never going to get a single guest.
Yeah, yeah. Every prospective guest is going, cool, cancelled. Nevertheless, Schofield wrote back. Any other news? The listening party at the end of July isn't happening.
Unfortunately.
No, for a plethora of reasons, but that's going to be happening in the future. I will tell you this, though, that there are some other... The things that are happening outweigh the things that aren't.
Yes.
And that's the way to do it. Speaking of which, I've got a meeting at 12:30 today.
Okay.
Signing the contracts for... Baby Brand.
No way.
And I've got it... Guys, the name is... It's better than Sugar Tots.
And a lot less problematic. A
lot less problematic than Sugar Tots. It's a lot, it's much better than Little Loons.
Yeah.
It's, what was the other one going to be? Dopamini. It's better than all of those. Yeah. And the way that we're writing it is, the name is like a two-parter name, right? So it's blank and blank. But we're going to have blank and blank as little characters who are best pals.
Amazing.
And then create little universes in terms of each launch. I'm so delighted. The reaction that I'm going for with this is, I want, when your child or your nephew or niece or whatever is wearing these clothes, I want people to gasp at how cute their clothing is.
Love it.
I want the reaction when you see it to go, oh my God. You know, like whenever I'm scrolling at night or there, and like when I hear there's a certain gasp she makes, steady on, there's a certain gasp she makes and I'm like, oh, she's just seen something that she knows that we're going to have to buy for Rosie.
I get you.
That's what we want this to feel like. And yeah, so signing the contract with the two partners. What sort of percentage do you think I should be pushing for?
Ooh.
I think 51.
51?
I think so. It's my idea.
I feel like you push for 51 in most things.
Okay, one.
No,
I'm joking.
No, but like you are very much the driver. That's what
I'm joking. I know.
I was like crawling.
By the way, if you think you're getting 49, Jesus Christo. Anyway, guys. Welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Today we are roasting people that you go on holidays, look, or weirdos you've met on holidays. We've all met weirdos on holidays. We've all been on holidays whenever you make the mistake of, you say hi to somebody on the first day and you're like, oh, grand, they seem normal enough. They're sort of just like a standard, you know, couple that like, they look like they'd feature on a 90s episode of Come Dine With Me.
Ah, yes.
Here's Bruce and Diane from Upsworth. They're from Woking. Do you know what I mean? One of those places. They're from Woking and they enjoy fly fishing, oil painting and recording themselves in camper vans riding men they've met in chat rooms. And then it's like, what's your dinner? It's a chicken Kiev, but I wrap it in tuna. Cool, you should all be shot for... You should be sent to The Hague for crimes against food. You should be flogged to death by Sophie Morris with a nail-studded whip.
Oh, very good.
Hi! Put out your bums! This is what I'm talking about! They say it's chicken Kiev.
No. Leave poor
Sophie needs
alone.
A break. Sophie's
like, it's so unfair.
She's on the pod more than I am. Nevertheless, guys, you're very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. It's the last one before I go to Spain and you are coming on the Spanish journey with me. Thank you for listening. I hope you're having a good week. Oh, it's going to be nicer. It's nicer weather in Dublin this week than Spain. Cool. I don't just go to on holidays for the climate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spain is better.
Worst type of person in the world?
Ooh.
A person who checks the weather back at home when they're on holidays.
Yes.
You are broken.
Yes.
Your brain is broken, your heart is broken, and your soul is lacking. How little do you have going on in that little, like, gelatin frontal lobe of yours that you can't concoct a better way to spend your time when on vacation than looking at the weather back at home.
It's a level of pettiness that is unmatched.
Petty Falou.
Ah.
Wordplay.
Nice.
On y va. One of my biggest fears when planning the tour around Ireland and figuring out the merchandise was that I wouldn't have a good vehicle to sell. But thanks to Shopify, I can use justgoodstuff.ie. I can update the website from my dressing room. With Shopify, it's not just websites like justgoodstuff.ie. They're also the platform behind millions and millions of businesses around the world, from household names to other brands just getting started. Shopify has so many AI tools. They can even enhance your product photography. You can easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling. It's got world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping. It can process returns. It's super, super simple. So basically, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. Go to shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie. It's time to see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Hi, Mark, and Mystery Mick, and congratulations to Mystery Mick. Have been following along, enjoying all the wedding content, and fair play to you with all the weight lost and everything.
Thank you.
Anyway, was on holiday having a bit of a one-night stand, and the condom was used in this scenario, and as it should be. And it couldn't be found afterwards, and I kept saying to him, are you sure you used it? Are you sure you used it? And he was like, you know, I definitely did. So I wasn't believing him because it couldn't be found. Anyway, lo and behold, the next day, it turned up as I was having a wee.
Good.
Basically fell out of me. And probably the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me in that scenario ever. But yeah, so that's my story. Thanks, Mel.
Good stuff.
Wow.
All right, weirdo I met on holidays. Myself. I'm the weirdo. What do I do with this? Who am I roasting here? The vagina? The condom? The stranger?
There were no winners.
The woman?
There were no winners.
Do you know what I mean? The fact that the sex was safe, I'm delighted about.
Absolutely.
Practice safe sex. Everybody, don't just run away with yourself when you're on holidays.
Totally agree.
Be smart.
Yes.
Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Mark.
Yes.
It's a good message.
You're a good guy.
I'm a good man.
And you can run again.
And the fact that I know I'm a good man makes it even more good. Nevertheless, what are you doing when you're having sex? True story. Do you want to hear a true story?
Go on.
This is 100% true.
Right.
Okay, I need to make sure I don't reveal any names. We were in school.
Right.
And a guy didn't have anybody to bring to his debs.
Mm-hmm.
But his best friend, who went to one of the near schools to us, who had been his best friend since he was like 6.
Right.
He said, he asked his girlfriend, was like, will you just go with Michael to the debs because he doesn't have anybody? She was like, of course.
Okay.
Nobody wants to go alone to their debs.
Mm-hmm.
Grand. So his girlfriend went with his best mate to his debs, all G.
Lovely.
Night went well. The following night, she's back with her boyfriend's house, with her boyfriend, watching TV in his parents' house. And one thing leads to another. And he decides to, put his hand down there. And that's whenever he feels something, and it turns out that it is a condom that had been used the night before.
Oh my
with God. His best friend.
No.
So there you go. The debutante ball.
Best night of your life.
Grad ball.
Jesus Christ.
It's horrific. People are the worst. How would you not notice? No, I can't comment on vaginas. I don't have one.
But like, how good a friend would you be to try and help out a buddy?
It's the one thing that you would not expect to happen when you sort of like in a non sort of prehistoric Egyptian camel seller. Use my wife. It's not like that.
No.
You know, it was more like a Sarah, do you think you'd be able to go, you know, do him a solid?
Night,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Drink. Winston, you know, shy old Winston. He wouldn't bloody hurt a fly. Good old Winston. He's lived down the road from me for my whole life. He's effectively a brother. Go on. You can't leave Winston alone for his debs. Yeah, no worries. She comes in doing the fucking, the white, like, the hacker walking into the gaff the next day.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No, but like, it's just absolutely. It's too early for one of these stories. Let's go bananas. Absolutely bananas.
Hey, Mark, Mystery Mick. So this encounter was in Malta. My boyfriend and I were on holiday there a few years ago, and we were in a taxi. So it's a small island. You can get from one side to the other in about 20 minutes. So it was a long enough taxi ride. And as soon as the two of us sit in, my guy starts playing Riverdance-esque music, wolf tones. And he was like, ah, you guys like the Irish? Yes. And then the conversation progressed and he said, when do you have this sort of music on? And we said, oh, well, we'd really only listen to this sort of diddly eye at, you know, maybe weddings. We don't all have it on in our house. And that progressed into the conversation about weddings. When he had asked my boyfriend, how many girls' shirts do you have? And I'm just sitting here like, oh. And the rest of the taxi journey was him trying to convince my boyfriend why he needed to have more than one woman, how it's much better for him, more variety in life. And he has four wives and had four weddings. And he has a great life, and that my boyfriend needs to open his eyes. And I'm still just sitting here in the back of the taxi listening to Riverdance. So needless to say, we made sure not to rebook that Uber to get back over to the other side of the island.
See, the thing is, if I comment on this now, there will definitely be somebody in the DMs who will say, you can't be having a go at polyamory. That's a lifestyle choice. You don't need to ridicule it.
Yeah.
You're all freaks. There you go. You're all freaks. Do not care. Don't care. I'm getting mad. Every time I say anything these days, I'm getting DMs. I can't fall down that trap of you can't say anything. But at the moment, I feel there's an energy. Maybe it's because the show's getting bigger, but there's like an element of you say something, then straight away, someone going, you can't say that. Polyamory people are just as much. Yeah, freaks.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
A good friend of mine who you actually met at the wedding is a polyamorous. So
great. Just... Was that Freakso? Freakso who was slipping and sliding all over the cucumber. Jezzo. Raza Murtazer. He was the afternoon bull dangler at the wedding. When you say polyamory.
Like he's into full-blown polyamory.
But for me, that just means he doesn't want to commit. He wants cake and eat it. Or cock and eat it, depending on your preference. Do you know what I mean, though?
Look,
that's why I'm Louis. That's the Louis Theroux shit. Cock and eat is brilliant, Mark. That'll take the job off Stacey Dooley. Like,
oh, very good.
I personally believe. I don't believe in polyamory.
I agree.
I believe that the human brain is to be attracted to multiple partners on a primitive level? Yeah, 100%. Do I believe that our societal it's a societal construct? Yeah, cool. Everything is a societal. Saying that, by the way, is not an answer. Oh, it's just society. Yeah, cool. But then what about justice? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about education? These are all constructs of society. So putting up some sort of like long-winded nonsense going, oh, it's just because society tells you to. Cool. Why are you wearing trousers? Do you know what I mean, though?
I'm with you.
Why are you wearing trousers? Why are you like, all of these things, everything is a construct of society. And for me, personally speaking, mm-hmm. I believe that if you are to procreate and have a partnership with somebody, oh, I'm going to get absolutely murdered for this now. You know, some fucking barista in a dungarees is going to slide into, he's going to slide into the DMs now and be like, oh, I don't know.
Hey, brother.
You know what I mean? I just think that polyamory, fair enough if you're, you just call it being single.
Yeah.
If you want to be single, be single, enjoy it.
Fun.
Have multiple partners, but attaching like a lifestyle choice to what I believe to be carnal greed, that's what it is though. Oh, I want to be able to cuddle on Sundays and then still drill the DHL driver on Monday.
Ooh.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Give me a bit. Okay, interrupt me, please, because I am floundering here.
No, I'm
But I mean, what is the belief?
From what I understand, it's just the belief that people aren't supposed to be attached to just one sole person, and that, you know, it's important to have multiple relationships and be open-minded.
Ongoing at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So you're kissing your wife in the morning goodbye. You're like, good luck. Fabulous morning. I love you more than anything. Great to exchange those vows. Anyway, I've got Melanie coming in to swivel me off. Okay.
The case. And like, this particular friend had been, he had met a few girls in the last year or so. They were interested in having a relationship with him, and he was like, no, not one-to-one.
But there we go.
There you go.
So it's not poly.
No. So he was like, we can be in a relationship, but I will have other partners and you can have other partners and that's fine, but we won't just be in a one-to-one.
Monogamy. He does not believe in monogamy.
No interest.
If you look at ancient geese, I'm not comparing. You know when fucking people do that?
Did you say grease or
geese? It drives me up the wall. Have you ever seen the documentary, if you're looking at a crowd of hens? I'm not comparing my love life to a fucking hen, okay? If I was to adapt the lifestyle choices of a hen, do you know what I mean? That's not an adequate example. He's just cherry-picking dolphins. Shut up about the dolphins. Shut up about the dolphins. I would shag fungi. Nope. That's not the line of... But you know what I mean? The points that people make to justify this. Cool, do what you want, but don't act like I'm some sort of loon for not being poly.
I agree with you.
Oh, are you poly? No, of course not. Poly, the only time poly's going to come into the conversation is if we're talking about Kurt Cobain's best acoustic versions.
Oh.
Okay. Is this?
Yeah.
Poly on a cracker. Yeah.
Really dark song.
Go on.
It's not a lovely song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weird, because Nirvana, notorious for the happy endings. Nevertheless. The muddy banks of the yeast. Let's just know. I just think. I'm not anti-poly.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I am not anti-poly. I'm not anti-anything. But I am pro just let people live and stop trying to convince other people that that's the way to live.
Hear, hear. Like,
and poly is greed. You're freaks. Let's go. Oniva. Also, sorry, I've said this before. In any poly relationship, there's always one of them that's not happy.
Yes.
There's always one of them that's totally subservient. They're like, and Tina, you're happy with this? Yeah, it's amazing. We went to Vegas and, you know, I just left Nigel at the slot machines and, you know, I went for a drink. I met this lovely man, Deshaun, and his wife, and we went upstairs for a while and Nigel was happy. You didn't want to come, did you not, Nigel? In many ways. Anyway, yeah, no, so we're great. Then actually I'm going to, there's a little party happening in a villa just outside of town, so I'll probably get impaled there by around 9 or 11 guys. Now, Nigel, you're doing the roulette that morning, aren't you?
Yes, Tina said I could come out for the hour.
Do you know what I mean? There's always one that's just a complete loon. But he's like, okay, I get to smell Tina's breath once a week, so that's enough for me. Okay, this is just...
Let's move on.
Let's go on.
So, me and my friends, we were in this absolute shithole of a place in Gran Canaria about 20 years ago. And it was one of those apartment complexes where it's like... I think there was like green garden, green park, green fucking villa or something. But anyway, it was an absolute dive of a place. And like, you know, when somewhere has an Irish centre, you know, you're in trouble, like, for the drinks. But anyway, there was this nightclub. We ended up getting talking to this absolute bunch of fucking scrotes, like, absolute. And like, in reality, time of day, like, we just wouldn't give them the time of day in real dating life. But anyway, we were chatting away to them and ended up going to this nightclub called, like, you know, like Paradise or one of those dumps like that. You can just smell the fucking pink hand soap and like the dry ice and everything when you walk in, like awful stuff. But we ended up in there and my friend started dancing with one of the like, he's probably one of the nicer ones out of them all. And she's kind of dancing up against him. Now, like, she wasn't really, like, she wasn't gyrating him or dry humping him, but, like, she would have touched off him a bit. Like, this band girl dancing to it with Rosie Gaines, Let's Get Close. Closer Than Close. And to the jokes and the reels. He literally just got a bit excited and came all over himself, like a full-blown wet patch. Had to fucking leg it, like dash across the road to like wherever they were staying. And yeah, that was it. Like, he literally had to go and change his clothes in the middle of the night, and then came back over as if nothing had happened. Good times.
We were staying in this shithole in Gran Canaria. Gran Canaria.
We were staying in Gran Canaria,
full stop. No, I shouldn't say it, because I know that there are lots of nice places. I after that time we had there, never again.
I think that's fair.
Never again with the all-inclusive.
You had a tough go.
It was just horrendous. Yeah. The most expensive holiday we've ever had.
Crazy.
The most expensive holiday we've ever had, and comfortably the worst. Nevertheless, you're in Gran Canaria, and then you're the nightclubs like Paradise or Heaven. Yeah. Well, obviously Heaven in Soho, London is iconic, but in terms of when you're on holidays.
Yeah, and those like
Tropicana, do you know what I mean?
We used to go to one in Portugal called La Bamba. Like, just
La Bamba.
So grim.
La 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 Bamba. La. Do you know what that was?
No.
The singer La Bamba?
Yeah. I know the song.
Who sings it?
Oh.
You're about to drop some serious knowledge on you here, my man.
Okay.
La Bamba, right?
Yeah.
Was released, of course, in...
I mean, he's typing. No, no.
Me, obviously, you can literally hear the clacking of the keyboard. Me, I'm about to drop some bombs here.
Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. Let's dive in. Richie Valens, the kid who sang... La, 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 bomba, la, 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 la. He died in a plane crash.
No way.
Which was apparently why Don McLean, American Pie, the day the music died is the day Richie Valens died.
What?
So there you go, bitch. That is it, apparently.
I thought that was always about Buddy Holly.
Everybody always thought it was about Buddy Holly, but yeah, actually it was Richie Valens. But wait.
Oh.
Was Richie on the plane with Buddy? I think I know this already, actually. Hold on, let me see. La 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 bamba la ba ba la de. The only word that anybody knows. It's like the intro to Scatman. Like, nobody... I'm a Scat... Okay, right there. Richie Valens' death. Recently searched. Okay, so he died... Ooh, age 17.
Ooh.
Richie Valens. The day that music died, Richie Valens. There you go. And then let's look at his death, personal life. Sir, you know Marvin Gaye?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how he died?
Shot by his dad, I think.
Yeah, he's shot in the chest by his dad.
Yeah, and he bought him the gun.
Yeah, well, that's miscellaneous really, isn't it?
Well.
Oh, and the Amazon account was linked to his card. Cheers, dweebass. Nice addition to the pod, cockmunch. Nope.
Keep typing.
Ooh, I'm Polly. You're not. You're greedy.
I am not Polly.
Bit early to be introducing to the...
The marriage.
Where is he? The day the music died was the day that Mark Megan retired from making disco tunes. There you go.
There it is.
On y va, bitches.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mr. Remit. So, my story about crazy loons on holidays... We were on holidays with the family back in the 90s. I was only about 7 or 8, I'd say. I'm 37 now. And we made friends with this German couple, I'd say. They were in their late 30s, early 40s. Nice people, they seemed. So one day I was in the pool with my dad and he had to go get a drink. And the woman came over and asked me how I was doing. And just as I was about to reply, she decided to try to drown me. It was just a bit crazy. Lucky enough, didn't get drowned. Yeah, so cheers. Love the show.
Okay, so we know more like about the annals of his family tree and the fucking seasons he was born in. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Tell us about the drowning.
The attempted murder.
I don't give a damn what era you were born in, brother. Do you know what I mean? Let me know about the lack of oxygen to the lungs. What did Fraulein do? We need to know why this Germanic hoe tried to cease your life.
Oh.
I'm unable to call her.
If she's drowning kids.
She's drowning kids. That quantifies as hoe.
Said. It's a weird one.
It's a weird one in what sense?
Okay, so like, you can rough and tumble in pools and you can have fun. At what point does it become like an attempted?
Well, I suppose, yeah, an assassination attempt would be. Was it? Did she say that he was talking? Did he say he was talking to her husband?
Yeah.
So she's that possessive that she's like this seven-year-old Irish boy. Do you know what I mean? With the ginger hair and a preoccupation with his date of birth. Oh, you know, just working with what I've got, you know.
Hey, the cards are dealt.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's a bizarre... When you say drown, yeah, we need to know what actually she did.
I feel like there's like Marco Polo, waterboarding, murder. Like, there's.
I used to hate Marco Polo. I used to hate all pool games. Pool games and firework games.
Firework game.
Oh, just lads like, being
like
lads.
Fireworks at each other.
Yeah, like, oh, there's fires. Wouldn't it be funny if we all went and stood on the porch and let one off? No. Because I don't want to lose a finger or dick. Do you know what I mean? No, but I don't. An orgy with the piranha. Like, I don't want finger or dick. Yeah. Makes no sense.
No, I enjoyed it.
Sex parties with fish. Probably a thing, by the way. If I've not, if the poly gang aren't already ganging up with me, they'd probably love that, the perverts. The ganging up. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened. Did she try and drown you with her hand? Did she, like, sit on your face?
How's that? Prison yet?
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Was it definitely the 90s? If it was 1939, then we know what the answer is.
There you go.
So, you know, what colour is your hair? There's loads of there are additional bits of info that would make this.
Yeah, some follow-up information or a follow-up message with extra information would be helpful.
People say the Germans are the worst on holidays.
Oh.
It's the Brits. I don't know why this all... the Germans, yeah, their precision with their time and the sunbeds, grand. It's the Brits are worse, though. No, but let's be honest. You're
lying glasses.
You're lying down on a beat, on a whatchamacallit, like a lounger, and all of a sudden you're, David! Gone. Holiday's ruined. Yeah. Holiday is ruined. Guys, you're very welcome back to the Weekly Roast. Thank you so much for joining us. It is our favourite time of the week, and I hope, I wouldn't say your favourite time of the week, but if it forms like a decent part of your happiness today,
yeah,
that's enough.
I think so.
And if that's enough, by the way, you know what to do. Click follow wherever you get your podcast. Please rate, review the podcast. It makes a big difference to the charts and all the rest. So yeah, thank you so much for the support. We've been absolutely flying the last couple of months, and that is all down to you. Share this episode with one person.
Please.
Any episode you want, share with one person. That's the big thing that we've been told to ask you. And if you don't deliver on that for us, it's over.
Yeah.
All of your rights to the free podcast are gone. We are removing the rights. I don't know what I'm saying. Nevertheless, thank you so much for the support. If you do enjoy the show, do us a solid and just send it to one person. It's the most organic and natural way for the show to evolve and grow. So thank you so much. Without further ado, let's get into it.
So I'm on holidays with my mum and her best mate after going through a breakup. I'm at the bar across the road from the hotel and barman starts chatting me up. In need of attention, I'm saying, oh yeah. And he's, what are you doing later? I said, pop over. I'm staying across the road. I'm sure he did this 100 times. When he gets over, I realise he's a complete scanger and I need to get rid of this guy. Dispatch him out of the place, crack open some wine. Then I realise all my jewellery is missing. Panic. Deranged drunk at this point. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. Found my mom in her room. Panicked. Asked her to come and help me find the jewellery. She's looking around. Says, someone here? There's a funny smell. He was smoking. And then I enlist her anyway to help me, flinging stuff out of my case as things get more frantic. She picks up a flip phone. She's like, okay, it's not here. Then the next thing she picks up, my blue rampant rabbit vibrator. I will never forget this image in my head as long as I live. She then realises what she's holding and rapidly drops it as if her hand has been burnt.
I feel like on the Richter scale of horniness.
Mm.
To be horny enough to pack your rampant rabbit that potentially has rabies, by the way.
Oh.
Given the the volume, the international borders that this little yoke is crossing. Behind country lines, if you allow the pun.
Very good.
But, you know, how horny would you have to pack in your rampant... It's not a Barry's tea bag. Do you know what I mean? You're not one of these intellectually impaired imbeciles who has to bring the Irish sausages because they're going away for a long weekend.
Oh, you can't get that.
You can't be it. First things first. As soon as you get on holidays, get the cup of tea. Don't leave Ireland, please. You're an embarrassment. You are a national embarrassment. We would prefer you to remain in the backwater because, good God. No, but you know what I mean? People bringing Irish fucking sausages and tea bags and all that. Grow up.
Yeah.
Unless it's 1841 and you're leaving, you know, your small village to go across to the US and you will likely never see your family again or taste a rock shandy or a bag of, then by all means bring the rung of sausages.
Yeah.
But then again, it is the famine, so don't be share them around. That's part of it. It's the suitcases full of sausages. Keep them here. Do
That's
you know what I mean?
Conspiracy.
You're worse than the Brits. The 16 Samsonites filled with Denny's. No, but like, I just think there are certain things that on the passport, check.
Sun cream,
check. Will we need our European health insurance? Check. Mm. Never need it. Don't even know what it was. We still have to pay for our healthcare, so whatever. But yeah. Just check.
Oh, grab the cock ring.
Grab the Prince Albert and the rampant rabbit.
Yeah.
Where will I put it? Not in the transparent bag that we'll have to take out in Dublin Airport Terminal 1. No, put it just loosely in the bag, please.
Yeah.
That's the rabbit. And by the way, probably, hopefully won't have to use it.
Nope.
Much like a, you know, a fire alarm, a fire extinguisher or a rape whistle. Just leave it there. And then it's there in case you need it. Because knowing my luck, by the way, I will go to the bar on the very first night, get chatting to, and I quote, a scanger,
yeah.
And then invite him back to mine. How are you getting on? Dacker, is it?
Yeah.
What time did you finish? Excuse me? What do you say? What time do you finish? Do you want to come and ride me? Yet he's the scanger.
Oh, he's done this 100
times. Oh, he's
you've done this.
He's been around
times.
The block. You are the block. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
This is Bananas. Do you know what I mean? This is Beninis. This is Bellinis, please, as well, before we go over.
There you go.
Just to lighten the... I just think it's complete insanity. And then the mum coming in, picking up, oh, what is this thing? Smelliness, you know. Oh, is this... Oh, ice cream? Lick it. Like, come on. Come on. By the way, there's a weird smell of smoke here. Better check the suitcase. What is this? What's going on here? What are any of us doing here? Your mum gets a weird smell of smoke. Better root through the sock drawer.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean?
The whole thing is...
She would not get past level one in Takeshi's Castle with that sort of zero career in orienteering.
It's terrible.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, I don't know.
It's all a mess.
It's a complete mess.
Mm.
Yeah.
Will we move on?
Yeah, I think we'll be. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
So, about 11 years ago, we were in a nightclub in the Gold Coast. It was myself and my husband. We were about 25, 26 at the time. And we're in this nightclub. Man came over to us, just started talking, usual chit-chat. Where are you from? He was from New Zealand, blah, blah, blah. But very quickly, the conversation turned and he, you know, propositioned us to a threesome, basically, you know, telling us how, you know, it could be great fun if he came home with us, blah, blah, blah. We very quickly, you know, declined and was like, no, you're grand. Good luck. See you later. Shortly after, he approached us again, but this time with much more conviction, you know, telling us that we really should be more open-minded, that, you know, from past experience, a lot of couples really enjoy if they, you know, take him home. It's so much fun. Now, at this stage, like, my husband was obviously starting to get really annoyed and I suppose probably in the most politest way possible told him to fuck off. But he kept lurking around us. I think after a while we moved on to a different bar or whatever. But later on that night we did see him floating down the strip on his own as all the nightclubs closed. So safe to say it didn't look like anybody took him up on his offer that night.
Fair play.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a numbers game.
I feel like, you know, one of my mates was in Vegas. This is 100% true.
Go on.
About 10 years ago. Mm. And there was a couple there that just approached him like, literally, we like your vibe.
Really?
Do you fancy coming upstairs? And he was like, yeah. And he did it.
Yeah.
And had sex with her. Not him.
Just her, yeah.
He just wanted to watch.
Okay.
And I know, my idea of torture. That is my Guantanamo. hey, Mark, do you want to come out and find a young, hot, fit man yeah. and bring him to ride your wife? I'm actually good, I think.
I'm all right.
I'm actually good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You know that scene in The Simpsons with Santa's little helper where his eyes are being... That would be me. Hell on earth.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me.
Swinging with the stars. There's just no way. Doesn't work. I don't think I'd even like to be the young Lothario in that situation. The young bull. Do they call them bulls? They probably do.
Buck.
I think they call them bulls.
Okay. Yeah.
I've seen your search history. It's bull. Okay, we know it. Polly
I try to give the wrong answer to like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Porn? What? Yeah. Oh, let me think. So yeah, I would... not. Yeah. Maybe I'm just revealing my rampant conservatism.
No, I think I'd be with you. I feel like if I was single and I was propositioned...
I think I'm just so pre... I'm so conditioned from my upbringing in a fee-paying rugby school that like my fear would be that like as I'm doing it, the husband will be watching and then you just hear like... You gotta move it. The stain of that dick. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he'd be just like, why is your ass moving like that? Why are you growling like that? Ah, you fucking loser. I'm shagging your wife. Ah, do you know what I mean? That would be so tormenting from youth that the fear would be that the guy would just be like, ah, why did the fucking lads here bend your dick? Do you know what I mean? So, just in case anyone's thinking of making me any offers, the answer is no.
Maybe. Encourage.
Yeah, yeah. I need a bit of cajoling. Nevertheless, one for the road.
One more.
Let's go. And then I'm going on fucking holidays.
Okay.
I was on a family holiday in Spain and, you know, met other people away as well. So my friends, we were out one night having a few drinks and I was soaring with one boy. I think he had walking home. So we were going back to my, he was walking me back to my apartment. We were in the lift, which was even worse. It was stopped at my floor so anyone could walk in. But we were just soaring, nothing else, no hand stuff. He got a little too excited. And yeah, the evidence was all over his trousers. He had to walk back to his apartment. So everybody saw and were, you know, teasing him, making fun of him. I got called to come along Gathy for the entire week by everybody else on holidays. And the worst part is that we're from the same city. So when we got home, the story had made it back home.
No.
And I was actually going out with somebody else at the time. And he had also heard the story from someone that had been on that holiday that knew him. So yeah, that is my story.
Oh, so there's actually a very different story here.
Yes.
The different story is that you cheated on your boyfriend.
Mm.
And you got the shift in a lift. And let's just say the elevator wasn't the only thing to rise.
Ah, very good.
You got the shift in the lift.
Yeah.
And the shift went to the shaft.
Oh.
And yeah, so. Yeah. Do you want to come on?
I'm
let's elevate the offering.
I'm
you know,
really
you can
sorry.
Do this.
Yeah, I'm struggling here. Yeah.
Come on, you can do it. You can do jokies.
Yeah. I feel it.
What floor are you going to?
The
cum floor. Very good. You go.
Like, why are you going to? You've gone for cum floor.
I mean, fair, she's obviously a bloody good kisser.
Yeah,
bloody good, bloody great kisser. Actually,
the best.
If that's probably the best kisser in Ireland.
Very efficient. Is that fully cheating? Like, obviously, kissing is cheating.
Is it cheating? Yeah, I would. For me, if my wife was to seduce a man in an elevator shift and let his elevator shaft, you know, rise full mast and then burst and blast with all the cum. There you go. You know,
that was the.
That would be. That would. I would. I don't know if I put that down as like monogamy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, it's grand. There wasn't any hand stuff. But he exploded.
He finished.
I can't help myself. I can't help how bloody good these lips are. Like, it's obviously quite a common occurrence.
Do you think so?
Well, we've just, of the stories today, 20% of them are about guys just exploding their jacks.
Yeah, just, yeah, blowing the load.
So.
Have you ever?
In what sense?
Just like, without any sort of touch or engagement.
No, I actually, this is a bananas conversation. I've actually done a few, like, experiments.
Oh.
To see.
Okay.
Because I would, like, abstaining and stuff.
Yeah.
And to see then if that would, no. Look, I've never had a wet dream.
Have you not?
Never in my life.
I've had one. It's not, you just, yeah.
Is this sponsor-friendly content? I mean,
like we're.
I mean, I know females can talk about vaginas on podcasts.
I had one when I was 19.
Okay. That was before you met me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a collective few from all of the listeners.
yeah. It's very mundane. Like, it's, you don't have any wild dreams or anything. It's just...
Well, like, I have the dreams. I just don't... The body doesn't follow the mind. No, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I've had dreams, but not...
Oh, I've had dreams.
The two haven't correlated. I've had dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good way to finish the show before the summer.
See you in 2 weeks.
Give people those images. Thank you for that. Nevertheless... Guys, I'm off on my summer holidays. Thank you so much. We are reaching the end of H1. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a joy, as always. Every week has just been amazing. And to everybody, yeah, just thank you. We know that, like, life isn't simple, life isn't straightforward, and there's lots of shit going on in people's lives every single week. So it is an honour and a privilege that you take the time to tune into us. So thank you so much. Do us a favour, share it with one friend. That's your tax. That's your listener tax. That's your tax for being a good person. Your morality tax is overdue. Guys, we love you. We'll see you very soon. Mind yourselves. All the best.